All the leaves keep falling down on my front porch, and I'm thinking that it might be time to go. And the cold that keeps me here behind blue eyes, only telling when it should be time to show. Every day I take my tired feet to the store, and I pull my heels across the dusty floor. All the dust that sticks to me, I take it home, keeps collecting into one judgmental storm. Could I go somewhere?
You just heard Roots by Carmina. Hello, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Feeling Sounds on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. So today I have a very special guest. I have a co-host. His name is Han, and he's sitting here right now. Hi, Han. How's it going?
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. That was my bad. Yeah. Hi, Han. How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So today, Han and I are going to be taking turns introducing music to you guys. He has some wonderful selections, and we're just going to be having a good time. So, Han, you get to introduce the next song.
Sure. Okay, so this is a pretty popular one from, I guess, 2011, and it's just been in my head for the past week. It's really catchy. It's it was pretty popular back then, but I think it's a good way to start the day, you know, for everybody that's kind of had a slow day so far. So it should get you in the mood to get going.
That's good. I'm definitely still waking up right now. So, and what is the name of this song?
Yeah, it's called If You Want It by The Vaccines.
Cool. Here goes.
listen when you're stoned.
You just heard Skin by Soccer Mommy, and before that you heard If You Wanna by The Vaccines. So today I have a co-host with me, Han, right here. And so the song Skin is actually kind of significant to our friendship. So sometimes me and Han go on the bus and we share his AirPods because he's bougie. And we show each other songs, and this was one of the songs that I showed him. I remember one time we were on the bus with a couple of friends, and he was actually sitting in like a different area than me. So I sent him Soccer Mommy. And then later that day, he was like, Sarah, I was like having a moment on the bus listening to her. So
yeah, I think it was because I remember we were coming back from Whistler, actually. And it was just the end of the weekend. It was nighttime, and we just had a great time with friends. And, you know, I was coming back to college again was... I guess that song really, like, put the mood in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, I don't know, we were having such a good time, and it's like, now we have to go back to the grind.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great
song. The grind meaning like three classes a day for me.
Okay, true, true.
<Not much.
laughs> Okay.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
All right, so now we have another song introduced by Han. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is from an album that I'm going to be reviewing for next month's Discorder. So yeah, guys, get that one. It's going to be a really good one. Really excited for that. And so this is by a local band called The Swim Team. And it's a really good song. I hope you guys like it.
Cool. Oh, it's called Tendency.
Tendency.
Yeah.
So that was Just Here by Jenny Benai, and before that it was Tendency by Swim Team. And I just got a few messages from my friends saying that the mic wasn't on that well. So we kind of fixed it, and we just hope that it's working a lot better now.
Yeah, that was my fault, guys. I'm not the most talented tech person. I had the wrong mic on, but now it's the right one. So hopefully you can hear Han and his lovely voice.
So hopefully it's working now. And
yeah. So Here by Jenny Benai, the one that you guys just heard. So I saw Jenny Benai live the other night on Thursday. She opened for Murray A. Lightburn, and also Sam Lynch was there, and it was a lovely performance. And that song that you guys just heard was actually not that indicative of how most of her music sounded. I think it might have been because she had like a different band with her, but the music that I saw live was like very Pink Floyd-esque, but like feminine. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like it was just like really like psychedelic sounding, and every time the drums and bass would come in, it would like hit all of you, you know. It was just like this big, like, I don't know how to explain. It would just like hit your whole body, and it was like, oh my goodness, it was wonderful, a really good performance. I was vibing really hard. So that was Here by Jenny Benai. And now we have another song that Han has introduced.
Okay, so there's going to be two songs that I will be playing. And they're both from an independent label from Sweden, actually. It's called Labrador Records. So if you guys are into indie, it's a great thing to check out if you're looking for, I guess, European bands. They've got some pretty good stuff, and this one is called Gothenburg Boys by Stella Rocket, and it's pretty upbeat, and yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Cool.
Especially one all just falls away.
You just heard Focus by Ali X, and before that you heard Gothenburg Boys by Stella Rocket. So Focus by Ali X, I feel like it sounds like a gentle thunderstorm. And I don't know if you guys listen to lyrics, but I do. And I felt like the verses were like, okay, I don't know why I had this like really weird like image in my head when I listened to this song. It's like there's a funnel and the verses are the top of the funnel and then the chorus is under the funnel, because like the lyrical meanings feel like it like trickles from the verse into the chorus. I don't know if that makes any sense, but yeah, what do you think about it, Han?
Yeah, what I thought about it was it's something that I would expect to hear at like a lounge or a bar that's supposed to have like a really chill vibe.
Yeah, like a really really like,
yeah, really low key and just, you know, yeah,
cool. Yeah, like a dark bar or something like that.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
So, Han, this is your first time on live air, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first time, and it's been really fun so far.
Cool. So, do you want to talk about, like, what you've been doing at CITR?
So, I actually joined the station at the start of this term, so just about, I guess, a month or a month and a half ago. You know, it's been really interesting since, you know, I've been trying to get familiar with the equipment. You know, I've also been trying to get involved with the magazine Discorder. So I'm writing a review next for the next edition. So hopefully that works out. And yeah, and I'd also like to talk about what I did to kind of get the songs that I picked today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first thing is, like, I bought a radio, a little radio for my room.
It's so
like,
cute.
Yeah, a really cheap one, but it really helps me get to know a lot of the good local songs from, I guess, local Canadian bands, which is really helpful. And another interesting thing, which for a few of my songs was that, there's an author that I really like, and what I did was I knew that he liked indie songs as well, so I kind of just tweeted him. And I said, hey, man, could you just recommend me a few songs that I could that are good indie songs? And I really didn't expect a reply from him because he's really famous. But, you know, surprisingly, he just gave me like a name of the label that I just told you guys. And
it, which one is that?
Oh, that's Labrador Records.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he sent me like the link to that and it really helped me out. So, yeah.
Who's the author? I'm just really curious.
His name is... Okay, and I know his last name is something Malice.
Okay.
But yeah, I can get it back to you later.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff does he write?
He wrote a really good book on North Korea.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was really interesting. But yeah, I just know from his tweets that he's really into indie music as well. So I just threw it out there.
Cool. That's worked, awesome. That you got a response from him.
Yeah.
All right. So you're introducing the next song. This one.
Okay, yeah. So this is another one that I found from the Swedish label. It's called Between the Lines by Sambassador. And yeah, it's a really like not many people know about this song. I mean, I could barely find it online myself, But I think what I really like about it is that it has a really positive vibe about it. It's really uplifting. And yeah, it's kind of a cloudy day today, so maybe it'll help you guys out.
Cool. So, Between the Lines by Sam Bassader.
I was able to see what you see and turn all the way.
you just heard Honeymoon covered by Mac DeMarco, and before that you heard Between the Lines by Sam Bassider. So Honeymoon by Mac DeMarco is a cover of Haruomi Hosono, and he sings it in Japanese, which I think is pretty cool. And Hans had some thoughts about it as well.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty hypnotic, you know. I felt like I was going into a trance halfway there.
Another thing I thought I would mention is that, so when we had this idea to have Han on my show, I told him he could pick half the songs and I'd pick the other half. And then I kept asking him, I'm like, Han, send me the songs. And he was like, I don't want you to listen to any of them until we actually get into the radio station, because I want to see your real reaction.
Yeah, because I don't want you to like put on a fake reaction on the show. Like, oh yeah, they're really good, when they're just all awful.
No, the song, I really like them. I think, yeah, you have some good choices.
Thank you.
And also, if I didn't, I would be honest.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way I could lie about my feelings about music, guys. That's my whole thing. Okay, you're introducing the next song.
Okay, so this one is called Montreal by Port Cities. It's a band from Canada, and what I think about this song is that it's very nostalgic, you know? It kind of really makes you made me think about spending time with my friends in the past, and yeah, it just brings up a lot of memories, and you know, I don't know if it'll be the same for you guys, but that's how it was for me.
Cool, I'm excited to hear it. So, Montreal by Port Cities.
I met you at a house party in Montreal. We were staring at the flower wallpaper, talking like it's only us. I was coming down, looking for an out, somewhere between where it started and where it ended up.
You always will be the hardest of pills to swallow. You always will be how I wanna feel tomorrow. With you from the top of a base jump, with you from the bottom of a free fall. I met you at a house party in Montreal, Montreal,
Montreal.
I met you at a house party, a house party in Montreal.
Montreal.
You were dancing on the white lines of St. Catherine Street. Silhouette, sunburn, colors in your eyes that I've never seen.
We were holding on, only good until it's gone.
Falling apart, falling in love with everything.
You always will be the hardest of pills to swallow. You always will be how I wanna feel tomorrow. With you from the top of a base jump, with you from the bottom of a free fall. I met you at a house party in Montreal, Montreal,
Montreal.
I met you at a house party, a house party in Montreal.
You just heard Montreal by Port Cities, and we just talked a lot about this song, and I want to share it with you guys. So I was saying that, or Han said that this song sounds really nostalgic, and I definitely agreed. And we were talking about like the guitar riff.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that really, really stood out to me when I first heard it, was like the guitar riff at the chorus. And I was just telling Sarah off air that, like, that's what really made me want to select this song, you know. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the first thing I noticed was the woman's voice. Like, I find that I really, really enjoy it when singers modify the sounds of vowels in English. And I felt like she did that a lot. Like, she elongated, like, the sound of the A. I don't remember what the word was, but it was just very lovely. Like, I really liked her voice. And I was telling Han that this song, we were talking about how it's definitely, like, a nighttime song. Yeah. I feel like it's at, like, the end of a movie when you're, like, driving through a bunch of city lights with your friends.
I got the same feeling as well.
Yeah, so that was super cool.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
So Han and I both went to the CITR Fun Drive finale this Friday, and Han was doing a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah, so pretty last minute, I signed up to be the photographer for the event. And yeah, that was also a first experience for me to actually be to be taking pictures of an event, because I'm quite into photography, but so far it's only been, you know, things about nature, and it's been in the daylight. And that's why it was really difficult in the start, because I had to deal with the low light conditions, people moving around everywhere, the musicians strumming their instruments, playing the drums. But I think it was a really good learning experience for me. And the event was just awesome overall.
Yeah, we had such a good time. I was running the merch stand for pretty much the whole time that I was there. But the music was so good. Like, I don't remember the names of the bands specifically, but there was that one, like, girl punk band.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, they were really, really good. I think, were they Milk or BB or something like that?
Yeah, it's something like that. But I'm sure that it's all going to be up on the social media for CITR and Discorder.
So if you guys are interested, you can definitely find it there. Sorry that I don't remember the information. but yeah, it was really fun. And it was just like really high energy. Like, everyone was having a great time. And also, we walked around the silent auction for a little bit. And like, there's some really cool art in there. So, yeah. Cool. All right. So the next song I have for you guys is called Seasons by To The Trees. And there's a little riff in this song, and you'll hear it definitely. It's all over. But it sounds like what happens when you succeed in a video game, like when you accomplish your little goal. I don't know. It's just like this cute little sound. And I was trying to listen to the words, and I didn't like read them or anything, but just from listening to it, I think that the song is about how like someone's self-esteem fluctuates throughout time. But also, maybe it's not about that, and that's just how I feel, so I was like relating myself to it. But yeah, this is a great song. So it's called Seasons by To The Trees.
Slow days, they bleed. See you.
That was Frostbite by Ellis, and before that you heard Seasons by To The Trees. So Han chose the song Frostbite by Ellis. Do you want to say something about that?
So for this one, I think I know Sarah long enough to know what kind of song she likes.
Yeah.
So I knew that this one was going to be one that she really liked, so I put it in, and it's you know, it's a really chilled out song. It's you know, like Sarah said when we were off air, that it's just another nighttime song that you would like to listen to.
Yeah, I like nighttime songs. That one kind of reminded me of the band Primp. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I checked them out, but I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, they're pretty good. All right, so that's going to be all the time we have today for our show. I just wanted to thank Han for coming
out.
Thank
you.
Yeah, so if you guys want to check out more of Han's work, where can we find that, Han?
Follow me on Twitter. You can join my 7 other followers.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So all of the information about the stuff he's been doing will be in the description of today's episode. So thanks, Han Sony, for coming out today.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening to Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah. Have a wonderful rest of your week.